listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. I've got a bit of a croaky voice today. But anyway, we'll get there. We're here to talk with the Healesville Living and Learning Centre. As I said, I've got Marilyn and Shona with me. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Hi.
It's great to have you with us. All right. So for some people that don't know, have had no involvement, tell me just very briefly, what the Healesville Learning and Living and Learning Centre, I'll go back to front, what they actually do.
Essentially, it's a neighbourhood house, community house, and also provides adult education. So it used to provide accredited education, and now we've moved back to pre-accredited and more community-based programs.
So it's available for everybody? Like, there are age groups involved or...?
Mostly we deal with people over 18, yep. But we have got some programs being in development at the moment for under 18s, which is exciting too. Yep.
And how often are you open? Are you open daily or weekly?
Open Monday to Friday.
Yep.
Although there are different community groups that use the centre on weekends.
Yep. Yeah, but as far as the group we're talking to today, you're there Monday to Friday.
Yeah, that's
right. With different groups. All right. You're the community development officer, and that's why you're here to talk about today. And Marilyn, you're the educational coordinator. So what does that entail?
So I have to just say Marilyn because it'll be a long hour if I'm somebody else.
Oh, Marilyn, sorry.
I know a Marilyn, so it's fine.
I couldn't even read my own writing.
That's good. That's all good. So we have a lot of groups meet. We have a lot of programs that we run. Yep. Some of the learning programs that are supported by ACFI are programs that support people of any age into... getting back into education and then for potentially back into employment.
Just briefly, are these the sort of people that have had a job or they've come out of school or didn't know what to do or what's your sort of client base or what sort of people are you looking for?
Everybody. The people typically at the moment who use the service, the services we have are older people. The new demographics of Healesville are older people who have retired and come for a tree change and young families with children who have grown out of their flat and now are looking to bring their kids up in a beautiful space. So
if you're an older person and you rock up, what sort of programs are going to be available to an older person?
We've got some incredible programs. So if you're a woman, for the women out there who want to use the shed and their partner bumps them out of the way and says, here, let me do that, yeah. We've got a women's shed. It's so popular, yeah. We run three classes a week.
Do you?
Yeah, Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon and Saturdays.
Mainly aimed at home maintenance or...?
Anything. It's carpentry on...
Because a lot of women are getting involved in carpentry, aren't they?
So people have made... one lady has made the Taj Mahal of birdhouses. another lady who's just joined the group brought along a beautiful old chair from the 1800s that she found on the hard rubbish collection.
Yeah.
She stripped it back and she's restoring it. It can be really simple and make a frame for something you've made, like a lady's making a frame for her mosaic that she made a few years ago. It's about learning the tools, learning how to use them safely and having all the tools you could possibly think of in one place and an incredible tutor who leads people with great wisdom. And if you think he's going to do it for you, he won't.
Is it mainly... like when you're talking about tools, are they mainly wood tools, for mainly woodwork?
Yes, mainly woodwork. There are ideas about having other programs in such as metalwork,
yep.
But metal and wood don't go well together when you've got hot splinters on sawdust. So yep. That requires another different kind of space, but they're still definitely being talked about. But the women's shed itself is so popular. People have dreamed of having it for years and don't realise that there it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's terrific,
yeah.
Isn't it? So in that, are you finding... ladies that are maybe widowed or is it just ladies who just said, no, I'm sick of asking the old man to do the job, I'm going to do it myself?
Yes, both. Both. Everything from young women with partners, younger women with partners, people who are on the NDIS, a lady who has a son with a disability and it's her time to get out and really get her own space and make her own things and become empowered to do that. Then people... learned enough, so they go away. And a lady rang the other day. She'd made a 3-partitioned compost.
Yep.
That was removable on all sides. She did that by herself at home from the things she'd learned, and she said, I want to come back. I'm ready for my next stage of something else to do.
Yep. So we'll just talk woodwork for a minute because we'll expand this in our next break. Do they start off with very basic skill examples of teacher and then they take them through, or do you have various classes, you know, one for the beginners, one for medium and one for the...
I've done the course myself a couple of times. I did a couple of terms of the women's shed.
Yep.
I made a bat box,
a nesting box
for bats. I made a fishing rod holder, which was probably my first attempt at something. And then I moved on and made myself a letterbox, which was fabulous. And each of them required different skills and different tools. But wherever I was... and whatever I wanted to do, Michael was able to meet me there.
As a teacher, tutor.
Yep. He's the tutor. And it was fabulous. I felt like he gave me a very good understanding and knowledge of the tools and how to use them and how to look after them as well.
Terrific.
It was great.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I have Miran and Shona from the Healesville Living and Learning Centre. We've talked a little bit, quite a bit about the woodwork, but there's obviously a lot more programs than that, Miran.
Yeah, we've got a lot of programs that have been popular for a long time, like Introduction to Computers and Devices. So not everyone has a computer anymore. They've got their little tablet or their smartphone,
laptops,
and they live on that.
All sorts of stuff, yep.
But people of all ages are looking to use them other than to be a phone. And we have people who've never had a smartphone before, just started in an introduction to that to become more... 2022.
Apart from that, I mean, one of the big problems that and they're talking about this quite a lot, is isolation with people, particularly during COVID. That if you've got an iPad or your iPhone, I mean, you can keep in contact with the family, and it's not just a phone call. You can see what they're doing. So it's great, isn't it? And it seems to me that the older people are taking up the iPads at quite a good rate.
Yep. We've got How to Write Your Story, you know, a beautiful tutor. So people who are journaling, people who are writing their first novel, poetry, writing books and designing books.
Yeah.
We've got an Introduction to Permaculture. So it's not the entire How to Become a Permaculture Person. It's only 8 weeks as an introduction. Beautiful couple. We always have that class because it's so popular in a rural, semi-rural place like Healesville. We've got groups who come just special interest groups of crafty people who come. They don't need a tutor. They just come and use the space.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got painters who come and use the space. We do watercolours. And we've got some exciting new programs starting up, which are going to be amazing.
Are you there during the school holidays or are you closed during the school holidays?
We don't close. We go right through. A lot of the programs in the past have been designed around the school term dates.
Yep.
And to a certain extent that's so, but we're happy, like all our groups who come and meet can meet throughout the year. They don't have to go away on the holidays. And we're happy to have classes after hours, classes on the weekends. Some of the community groups, and Shona will probably talk about them too, but like Healesville Connect, who get together and welcome all the new people to Healesville, meet on a Saturday once a month so that people can come in and get to know what Healesville's all about, a bit of its history, a little take-home bag of local produce, which is gorgeous. But I want to talk about this wonderful new program we've got, which is called Understanding Native Plants and Bush Tucker. And we have the best luck and joy to have an amazing woman called A.B. Bishop, who is a consultant on Gardening Australia. She writes for the Age newspaper. She's written 2 books.
Got great credentials.
She's got great... And she's the woman you want to live next door to. Like, she is amazingly nice. Shona's just done the course herself. But we're extending it now to more weeks and Part 2 is going to come up as well because it's amazing. So she can help you understand native plants, how to plant them in your garden, understanding soil types, and everything you need to know about making it work. We have beautiful, amazing native plants in our bushland area around Healesville.
Yep.
So you can go out and find where native pepper is growing, take some seeds and propagate them and grow them at home without denuding the bush.
That's terrific, isn't
it? It's really, really good.
So she shows you how to do all that.
Oh, she's amazing. Yep. She really is, and the loveliest person ever. So we can recommend that as a beautiful new...
And that's just taking off now, is it?
Yeah. And what else? Sure, writing for a purpose is the one about writing, which I think is really fantastic.
Are people writing their own life story? Or
One lady's writing a storybook for all of her grandchildren, and she's a beautiful illustrator. So she's made the books, made the illustrations, and as they're growing, she's writing their story for them.
Terrific.
It is absolutely exquisite.
Because one of the problems, and I know I've mentioned this before to other people, that very often we tell our kids the same story 100 times, but you don't actually tell them what you did when you were 16, 18, 19, 20 yourself. I went to a funeral a number of years ago to a bloke that I thought I knew extremely well. I met him through an organisation, and we were great mates. We used to sit together and all that. But when we went to his funeral, I didn't know anything about him. Like, he'd worked, he'd been a volunteer here. So very often we don't pass that on to our children. And there are things even now, I think, I wish I'd have asked my father that.
That is so true on every level. I mirror the same thing. I was talking to my son, who's 31, and said something about doing for a master's. I had an idea for a master's. He said, "Mum, you'd have to have done a degree." Yeah. And I said, "Son, sit down. Let me tell you who I really am other than your mother."
Fairly good.
Yeah.
So, and if you didn't pass it on, then that's all lost, isn't it?
Yeah.
When something happened to you, that's the end of it.
Yeah, I think every family has a storyteller.
Yeah.
Every family has the person who collects the stories and shares them on, and I'm that person, and it's going to be lost if my son doesn't take them up.
Apart from that, though, every person has a story in their own life too, don't they?
Yeah. Absolutely. And the reason why things that you treasure in your home are a treasure,
yes.
It might not be because of the way they look, but their providence and where they came from and how they came into your life.
And they might have no commercial value to anybody.
That's right, but they mean a lot to you.
Now, Shona, you're going to tell us about some of the programs that you're involved in or that you know about.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to chat a little bit about Pathways for Carers. Pathways for Carers is a joint project between Villa Maria, Beechworth Bakery and the Yarra Rangers Council and ourselves. And we meet on the fourth Wednesday of every month, except for December. And just go for a bit of a walk. We have a guest speaker. Our next guest speaker is Darren Wandon from the Shire. He's from their Indigenous development team and talking to us about the connection of connection to country. So we're really excited to have him on our next walk. So that's the 27th of April.
When you say walk, where do you walk?
We walk from the Beechworth Bakery down along River Street and then back up.
And then
through the main
Beechworth
street.
Bakery for a coffee.
Beechworth Bakery sponsor us to have usually a scone.
Yep.
Or at Easter time, it might be a hot cross bun. And Villa Maria sponsor the coffee. So it is a free coffee and cake for all the participants.
Yep.
And it's for people who are caring for someone with a disability or mental illness.
So it's to give them a break as well, is it?
To give them a break and to link them in with services and different things that are happening in the community. So that's what our guest speakers aim to do.
Oh, that's terrific.
So that's a fabulous project, and it actually runs across other councils with in Maroondah, Mount Evelyn, Knox and various places. We run the one in Hillsville. And the other group was the Arts and Minds Mental Health Peer Support Group. So they were formerly the Rivendell Art Group. Rivendell was a mental health community program in Healesville that closed some years ago. And the group decided that they weren't going to go their separate ways. So they've stayed together and are now auspiced by the Living and Learning Centre.
So what's that entail? Like, do they have a leader who teaches them to paint, or they just
No, not at all. They teach each other and they all try different things. Some people bring along craft instead of art. But it's more about being in a space where people can be creative and share information about mental health. Lots of talk about the NDIS or my age care, depending on which age group you're in. And supporting each other around some of those challenges. So it's a great little group. Well, it's not a little group anymore, actually. I think we had 15 or something yesterday, which was fantastic. And, yeah, laughter is the best medicine, and that is...
I'd agree with that.
That is the main focus of the group. Everyone gets together and has a good laugh, and, yeah, it's a lovely group.
So how long have some of these groups, like that one, the art, how long has that been going?
At least 10 years, and they've been auspiced by us for 3.
Yep.
So when they first, when Rivendell first closed, they started to meet at local community halls, and if they couldn't get a booking for a community hall, they'd go and visit an art gallery together. And they did that for about 8 years before they finally landed with us.
So how long do you, particularly with those couple of programs you're talking about, how long do you generally find the persons involved? Do they come in for a few months and go, or some?
Some
of them
do,
years?
But most of them find a community there, which is what they lost with the closure of Rivendell. So, it is about developing community and belonging, and people come into the group and very quickly feel like they've been accepted as a part of the group, which is really important.
And what about, say, the carer one? Like, once they get involved, that they just come along every so often? For how long? Or
some
do. Just keep going forever?
Obviously, being carers, that's a big challenge to get out.
Yep.
And so sometimes we might find that someone doesn't come for 6 months or even a year, and then their circumstances change again and they're able to come back and enjoy the group again.
Because it's terribly important for the care, isn't it? Because they can be really isolated.
Very much so.
They're stuck at home. The person who has got the illness, well, they can't go out. The other person can and would like to get out, and then all of a sudden they find themselves in sort of not able to go. It must be very hard on them.
And it may even be that the person with the disability has quite a lot of support.
Yep.
Through different services and agencies themselves, but the carer is sometimes overlooked.
Yeah, that can happen too, can't it?
Yeah.
We're talking the Healesville Living and Learning Centre. I guess, Merrin, with the amount of programs that you run already, but I guess you're always looking for, say, a new tutor who might have an idea to come along and run sort of a program for you. Is that right?
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from people who are interested in... First of all, there's two kinds of people. We'd love to hear from people who are interested in running classes of any kind, and we can put out an expression of interest and see if there's a group of people interested in coming to those classes. And also we're interested in ideas that people have of a class they want run that might be completely... They don't know anything except they want to do it, like bread making or cheese making or something like that.
How many people do you need to make a program worthwhile?
It depends on how much the teacher charges.
Right.
So we've got the best boss in the world, and Excel is not my happy place, but he's made me this beautiful calculation bar on Excel. So if you tell me how much per hour you need to make, I can work out at what cost and how many people need to be in. We're a not-for-profit. We define not-for-profit.
You've just got to cover the...
We've just got to cover expenses. The expenses.
That's fair enough,
and,
too.
So we're currently looking for a watercolour teacher, because our previous watercolour teacher, who's amazing, she has had to leave. And we've got an existing class of very enthusiastic people. And so they're looking for a lead person. If anyone's out there with watercolour talents, you've got an existing group of very committed and lovely people.
Computer people? Are you always looking for computer people?
We've recently been looking for computer teachers for both introduction to simple devices, smartphones and your tablet and your laptop and advanced computers, and we had no response at all for months and months and months. We finally got a call from a guy, and he's coming across from Montmorency. True. Which is tricky, because we'd love it to... He's a lovely, lovely guy. Yeah. Absolutely lovely, and he's happy. But we'd love local people to be the tutors, and there must be people out there who've got ideas we've not even thought of.
Yeah.
So give us a call, and we'll say it again at the end, the phone numbers and such. But 5962-5982, come round and see us. We're open 9 to 5. And we'd love to hear about people's ideas and their capacity to teach.
And also anybody who's got the capacity to be a volunteer for you too.
Oh, we haven't talked about our volunteers. We have a fleet of incredible volunteers who are amazing, and we also have an op shop, and the op shop's completely run by volunteers.
Oh, terrific.
So we've got an op shop coordinator, if that's your penchant, to work in an op shop. It's very, very busy, very old-fashioned style op shop. That's amazing. And we also have volunteers who work at the office. So they help us in so many ways.
You can almost take anybody, can't you, as a volunteer?
Absolutely. We've got a Year 11 student who's doing community services in her Year 11, so she's coming for the year, yep. one day a week. Yeah, look, we can take all kinds of people. We've got a beautiful young man who's 19, who's about to start working with us. He was going to start last year, but COVID got in the way.
Yep.
So we take young people, old people, in between. We take everybody.
As long as they can stand up and turn up.
Yeah, and smile.
Right. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley where it's 21 degrees. Shona, you want to tell us a bit about the Inclusion Day you held just a little while ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weekends ago, and we were really excited to celebrate inclusion, and it was one of those ones that was delayed a little bit around COVID stuff, and so we were able to squeeze it in last weekends without any... except Maren came down, it was a little close contact.
Oh, no.
So Maren became our visual assistant for the day. She zoomed in,
yep.
And anyone that came into the office was able to be greeted by her.
I was sitting on a laptop on the desk, people walking, and I say, hello, welcome to the
office. Look everywhere.
My man says, the only virtual receptionist he'd ever seen.
That's
so
fair enough.
We had Annie Kim Wanden come and do a cleansing of the site before the day, which was really precious, and we're really grateful that she was able to do that. And then we had lots of different groups there on the day representing the inclusion and diversity that we're building there. Thank you, Maren. Lost the words. And we had our flags erected at the site, so the Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander and Progressive LGBTQIA flags. We've done quite a bit of work with the LGBTQIA community over the last couple of years, starting with the work that Jenny Branton started there, who was our former CEO, and continued with James, who's our current CEO, and with one of our volunteers who was planning to volunteer, Annie Stainhouse, who did a lot of work in that space but sadly passed away in January of this year.
Yep.
So we'd like to keep the momentum moving in that space.
Yep.
There's a lot happening in that space. It was a fantastic day. Lots of artwork was sold by the art group. They were thrilled.
Oh, terrific.
The Arts and Minds group was selling cards. We had face painters. The CWA did well. Yui got a lot of attention. It was
so everybody made a dollar at the same time, which is good.
Really fabulous day.
Yeah.
And lots of people coming onto the site, and after 2 years of lockdown,
yep.
just to have that energy
yep.
was really important.
And I think that's one of the things that we've got to do too, isn't it, that as a person it's been so easy to sit at home and just do nothing, and all of a sudden, you know, we are allowed out, and it's up to us to get out, because no one's going to come knocking on your door saying, well, come, are they? You know, it's up to everybody to get it. And isolation, as we said before, is going to be a real problem if people don't.
So as my virtual receptionist
role, I got a lot of feedback about that on the day of people coming past and saying, you know, what an amazing feel it was, because it was vibrantly colourful and level, busy and gorgeous movement and lots of smiling faces. People who were sitting, the Arts and Minds group were sitting talking warmly and openly about their mental health challenges, you know.
Sure.
So people have now come in and said, I'd like to join that group because they're great. So that's what I want. I want a bit of that. Yeah.
That's what you want, isn't it?
People feeling comfy and happy and warm. And one lady said the karma was really good in the space. We've had a lot of feedback in the year we've been there about how warm and welcoming it is now. So if you haven't been there for a long time, now's a good time
to come back. So we've got people listening now. And they say, well, I've quite liked what I've heard, so how are we going to find out more? So
drop in. Come and drop in. That's the best way.
Where at?
1 Badger Creek Road, Hillsville. So
just behind the sanctuary? The sanctuary, really, isn't it?
No, down the other end of Badger Creek Road, so down on the Marinda Highway end. So when you turn right into Badger Creek Road, if you're coming from the city.
But you're almost back onto the... onto the St. Jude, don't you?
No. That's too far up. That's too far up. So where the first building on the left as you come into Badger Creek.
Yeah, I've been there. I thought it was closer.
Yeah, that's right. Worst secret. So 5962 5982. So 5962 5982.
Yep.
We've got a website. It says Badger Creek. It says Healesville Living and Learning Centre. We've got Facebook that's Healesville Living and Learning Centre. So they're all easy ways to find
us. So if you Google Healesville Living and Learning Centre, whether it be Facebook or on your computer or whatever, they'll come up with it.
Yeah.
What sort of cost is involved? Like, do they have to join? Is there a joining fee to join the centre and then you pay for your different programs you come to, or how does that work?
There is a membership, but you don't have to pay that.
It's almost good having a membership if you don't pay.
No. We do have members, but, you know, that's not an essential part of the equation. Right. The different courses cost different amounts. If they're funded by ACFI, they're much cheaper than if they're... they're not funded, so a lot of our ending up in business or education ones are much cheaper because they're partly funded, and that includes the women's sheds. So the women's sheds $100 for a term. If we didn't have funding from ACFI to support that, it'd be more like $250.
Yep. But it's not designed to get a certificate at the end, is it? It's not that sort of program.
They're not those sort of programs. Yep. But they're programs that people can do once or come back again and again and again.
Yep.
Depends on what your interest is and what your purpose is in coming along to them. So some courses cost $60, some it depends on the course.
And I suppose it depends on the
tutor.
What you need to purchase too, doesn't it? You know, what?
Very little. We've got 6 iPads, so if you don't have an iPad, we can help you out with that. Some of the materials and the arts people bring themselves.
Yep.
So that depends on what quality of materials
and the same
you
thing,
want.
The woodshed, like you'd bring along what you're working on there, wouldn't you? Or?
You do, but there's also some wood there for starters, you know, that you can anyone who's got wood can donate wood to us, any kind. So a dining room table came off the hard rubbish and it's now been made, I understand, into something much more fit for purpose.
And that can happen too.
And that can happen. And we take donations because we've got an op shop. And the op shop can fund places. So if you can't afford to pay, we have bursaries and that money can help you pay for it.
All right, ladies. Look, unfortunately, the hour's gone. It goes very quickly. Thank you, Merrin and Shona, for coming in. We wish you well. And again, just Google Healesville Living and Learning Centre, whether it be on the web or whether it's going to be down at the on the old Facebook, which I think we all use. But I wish you well and thanks very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.